Good morning. High pressure is building in behind a line of scattered showers and thunderstorms from last night as that tracks off the eastern seaboard. With the high pressure center, we'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine for the day today, and temperatures will start to climb off our morning lows, largely in the 60s through the 70s and into the mid-80s on average for afternoon highs. Humidity levels will be up slightly, but typical for the early stages of summer. It'll remain dry right on through the afternoon and into the evening and overnight period, and with partly cloudy skies, temperatures will drop back into the lower to mid-60s again tonight. The same high pressure will dominate the weather pattern for the day on Friday with a mix of sun and clouds and highs back into the mid-80s. We just run the outside risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm, primarily closer to the Canadian border late in the day on Friday. For the weekend, a front will approach from the west, and it looks like we'll run the risk at a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. Otherwise, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds and high temperatures reaching the lower to mid-80s. After that system passes by, energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will pivot through with a pool of cooler air aloft. This will keep temperatures in the 70s on Sunday with more scattered showers and perhaps a thunderstorm. Behind that trough, we'll start to dry it out late Sunday night, and that'll lead to mostly sunny skies on Monday, with highs bouncing back to around 80. Another weak disturbance in a zonal jet stream pattern will produce a few showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday in the lower 80s before we dry it out again on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a slow-moving front will be the focus for showers and thunderstorms to move from the interior Pacific Northwest into the northern plains and toward the upper Midwest over the next couple of days. Some of these thunderstorms could be severe, especially over northern Montana, as a low-pressure center is forecast to form along the front. The associated upper-level trough will slowly edge its way across the northwest during the next few days, pushing a cold front slowly eastward across the Great Basin and northern Rockies. Cool and damp conditions will prevail across the Pacific Northwest. In fact, the higher elevations of the Cascades and the Intermountain region will be cold enough to support snow at times. Meanwhile, summer heat and humidity will prevail from the central plains eastward to the coast, where afternoon highs are expected to reach the 90s. As high pressure in the upper levels of the atmosphere expands across the region, thunderstorms that do form will be isolated to scattered in nature. Nevertheless, locally heavy rain and isolated flash flooding cannot be ruled out with these storms. And some scattered summertime thunderstorms are also expected across the Deep South for the next few days. A trough of low pressure with a possible circulation is forecast to track along the Gulf Coast, where locally enhanced rainfall is possible. This will lead to slightly cooler temperatures in Florida after near record-setting heat earlier in the week. At Mount Washington, 0 miles visibility and fog, 48 degrees, with a west wind at 28 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 46 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 65 degrees, the dew point 61, 87% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.12 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 110 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 28 at Sawmill Park, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the upper 80s, Boston increasing sunshine near 80, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs around 80. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 87 degrees, the low 61. The average temperature 74, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 4.90 inches for the month, which is 1.59 inches above normal, and 20.62 inches for the year, which is 2.53 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60. The record high, 97, set in 1941, and the record low, 45, in 1970 and in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:38 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 60. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley. Also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, warm in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday in the lower to mid-80s. Scattered showers and storms on Sunday, otherwise partly sunny in the upper 70s. Back to around 80 with mostly sunny skies Monday. A scattered shower or storm Tuesday in the lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.